Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Brady won't throw me the ball because he has no trust in me.
Rich.
I have a super dry tongue. Look.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Boston Bruins are going to collect their seventh consecutive win. This is a black and gold freight train. Icing is waved off. Johansson back of the net. The last time they won this many playoff games in a row, you have to go back to 1972. And the horn sounds. Tuukka Rask closes out the series with another shutout. The Boston Bruins are...
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Brady won't throw me the ball because he has no trust in me.
Rich. I have a super dry tongue. Look.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Boston Bruins are going to collect their seventh consecutive win. This is a black and gold freight train. Icing is waved off. Johansson back of the net. The last time they won this many playoff games in a row, you have to go back to 1972. And the horn sounds. Tuukka Rask closes out the series with another shutout. The Boston Bruins are headed to the Stanley Cup Final for the third time this decade. They sweep the Carolina Hurricanes in four straight. And for the first time since 1990, the Boston Bruins will start the Stanley Cup Final in Boston.
.985 The Sports Hub. Rich knows all the choreography.
I've watched this video many a time.
No, who hasn't? Infanticized about the young Bears. Judge Surratt is the play-by-play voice of the Boston Bruins, I'm sure enjoying his time off.
His nice 11 days off.
Now, do you... Scott Zolak said you don't fly with the team?
So, all the broadcasters, once the playoffs hit, are flying commercial. Because there's extra staff. You've got extra players. You've got extra trainers. You've got extra hockey operations personnel. So this was the way it was. I don't know how many years. This obviously predates me. Mm-hmm. But we're all off the charter for the playoffs.
Now, who pays for the tickets, the Bruins or the station?
Pays for the plane tickets?
Yeah.
The station.
Now, do they make you, like, leave at 5 in the morning?
No.
Okay.
Of course not.
But that sucks.
That's like, yeah, because Haggerty, you know, because with NBC Sports Boston, like, he always, every time we talk to him, he has the worst schedule. Like, he has to leave at, like, the 5 o'clock special in the morning.
And then he says he wants to, and you're like, no, you don't. But, so that sucks. If they play San Jose, that's no joke.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we already started looking at flights, both to St. Louis and San Jose, and actually trying to go direct from Boston to St. Louis is not easy either.
That's a tough city. There's, not many directs.
No.
Yeah.
Just from here. I think I looked yesterday, and I did not see a single direct flight. Now, obviously, that could change depending on what happens tonight. as they play Game 6 in St. Louis between those two teams. But even flying out to San Jose to try and get there direct is not exactly easy. I think flying back is a little bit easier.
Okay, you just have to say flying domestically out of Boston. They don't fly anywhere. They fly to New York, Philadelphia, and Charlotte. That's basically the three cities that they fly to.
The flights down to Raleigh were really good. And down to Florida were awesome.
Did you get the eye from people? Because people found out you worked for 98.5 The Sports Hub when you were down in Raleigh because of Fred's reputation.
I just thought that they had something in their eye. I didn't know, you know, what the heck that was. No, nobody said anything. I was kind of on alert.
Yeah.
You know, to see if maybe somebody would approach us, but that wasn't the case. I didn't actually, you know, have a chance to hang out. So there was a great tailgate scene that was taking place,
which I'm jealous
outside
of.
The arena.
Yeah, very jealous.
Which is a great way to do it, especially if that's the way your arena is laid out. But I didn't really have a chance to hang out. I'm sure if I had done that, then maybe there would have been a few arrows thrown in my direction.
How shocked are you, or are you shocked at how the Bruins just made that series a joke?
I don't think a shock is the right word, and this is something we had talked about on the hockey show, that, you know, sometimes during the regular season, because you're playing three games in four nights and maybe you're traveling and a team is waiting for you, sometimes it's not who you play but when you play them. And I think that was partly the case for the Bruins catching Carolina. I think two things happened. First of all, the Bruins started to roll, and you could see it at the tail end of the Columbus series. And for the Carolina Hurricanes, you had Rod Brind'Amour early in that series admitting that his team was mentally fatigued.
Which made no sense, considering all the time that they had off.
I agree. I think that that's what kind of caught me off guard, because Brind'Amour said, I thought we would see this in the first round against the Washington Capitals, but it didn't surface until the third round. So I think if the Bruins had met them earlier in the playoffs, they would have been a tougher foe. But between the way that the Bruins were playing and how many guys have contributed, what do you have, 19 different goal scorers at this point?
It's crazy.
And heading into Game 4 against the Carolina Hurricanes, the Bergeron line didn't have a single 5-on-5 goal. Mm-hmm. And Rod Brind'Amour's concern was, at some point, you know they're going to go off. They did in Game 4, and they swept. So I think it was a perfect storm for the Bruins. It
just being somebody who's, you know, tries to get my hopes up not too much. That way, when they do end up like winning, or, you know, I'm pleasantly surprised. Is there anything that you see that makes you think that it would be extremely tough to regress back to the Columbus series, where they had the first line had a hard time scoring, and there was, they had to get scoring from only the secondary thing, and it wasn't all lines going at once.
St. Louis.
Well, you know, I think thinking back to the Columbus series, you had a couple of things at play. First of all, you had Seth Jones, Zach Werenski, and David Savard, in particular the two right-handed defensemen. Mm-hmm. So if you're Brad Marchand, every shift you're out there, you're going against Savard, you're going against Seth Jones. These are some really good players, and they both had great playoffs. And then you had Sergei Bobrovsky through the bulk of that series. He was terrific. So now, even if you get some daylight against some of those defensemen to try and be able to score, you're going to have a hard time, and they really packed it in defensively. I think looking at the two teams that have a chance to come out of the Western Conference, I think St. Louis plays more like Columbus's style. And
they have a hot goaltender.
Plays reminiscent to what you see with the Bruins.
Yeah.
You know, this is a team that is deep. They can pack it in defensively. They have some guys in the back end, especially some right-handed defensemen and Alex Pietrangelo and Colton Parayko that are terrific. But that said, even though San Jose is banged up heading into Game 6, you have some guys on that team who are some game-breakers, and Brent Burns and Logan Couture. And listen, Joe Thornton obviously is going to be playing some inspired hockey for his first opportunity to win a Stanley Cup. I shouldn't say first opportunity. He's been to the finals, but it's another chance for him at the tail end of his career.
You think he's retiring?
To try and win it. I don't know. I don't know. They've got a lot of decisions in San Jose at the end of the season. Joe Pavelski, their captain, is an unrestricted free agent. He's another guy who can be a game breaker when he's right.
Yeah.
So you have challenges on both sides, whoever you may face.
But they're so banged up. So here's the thing, and this is the question. Because you saw it with San Jose. San Jose, I mean, Carlson can barely skate. And, you know, the playoffs have caught up to them, a lot of the guys.
Very fortunate to get this far, to be honest with you. Go back to the Vegas series. That was ridiculous.
Well, yes, oh, keep going. Go back to the round against the Colorado Avalanche.
Yeah.
There's a game-tying goal late in that contest, and Gabriel Landeskog, his foot is barely an inch off the blue line as he's trying to change. They've certainly had the horseshoe up to this point.
Yeah.
And then you see, obviously, the hand pass goal. Yeah. They get the benefit of that one. But St. Louis has been the better team in that series.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really from game two against the San Jose Sharks. So let's see if the hockey gods reward them.
Okay, so here's the deal. Would you, because time off is time off. Would you rather have this series, the Western Conference Final, triple overtime games, heavy games, and then there's not that much of a layoff for whoever wins, ultimately probably St. Louis? Or would you rather have St. Louis wrap it up tonight and have them have the time off?
Listen, I think you can make a coherent argument for both.
Because I think that you want the series to go long now.
I think if it was the beginning of the playoffs, it would be one thing, and you probably wouldn't want that time off. But these are just such, I mean, there's so much beating, and they're getting battered.
If it goes seven games, whoever survives has, what, 3 days off, and the Bruins will have had 11. I mean,
goaltending is the only thing. The goaltending is the only thing that I would be worried about.
That's mostly what I'm worried about.
I think it all depends. I was with the Blackhawks in 2015. They played a full seven-game series, and it was a war. It was Balboa against Creed, basically, against the Anaheim Ducks. Mm-hmm. And they had to fly cross-country, go through the media day, and start the Stanley Cup Final in Tampa. And they were still able to take game one. Ultimately, Tampa rallied back, took a 2-1 series lead, and the Blackhawks won in six. But you could seriously see the Blackhawks had a hard time because of all the travel and how long that series went, trying to catch the pace. But they were still the more experienced team, and they used that to their advantage in game one. I've been thinking about, okay, where does the rest really factor in for the Boston Bruins as they're looking ahead to the first game of the final? How long is it going to take for them to get back into the flow? Period, two periods. Is it going to matter in game two? I don't think so. So we're really only talking about game one. And if it's St. Louis, Fred, to your point, so if St. Louis wins tonight, they're going to have 6 days between games. And I think Bruce Cassidy talked about this the other day. What's the difference? 10 days off, 6 days off. I think both teams are going to be dealing with rust at that point. But the longer a series goes, I think the greater an opportunity that somebody can get nicked up seriously that would make them unavailable for the next round. But a lot of teams, as you've seen with the Bruins, have been able to win without key players in their lineup to continue to advance in the playoffs.
How much of this is Cassidy? Like, when you look at the success...
Right, let's break, because that's a question that's going to require some answers. But yeah, you mentioned the heavyweight fight. It's the great thing about the NHL playoffs is you can, you know, a team can get fatigued and the team can get beat up, and you can spill over to other series. That's why I'd prefer this maybe to go a little bit longer. All right, Judd Surratt in studio, play-by-play voice of your Boston Bruins. So call 617-779-0985.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Bruins driving up the middle. Here's Marchand. He'll wheel over the line into the slot. Shoots. He scores! Everybody on the top line's got a cookie tonight. Brad Marchand with the empty netter. The Boston Bruins have a 4-0 lead here in Carolina, and they are celebrating on the bench.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. One time this week, we just got to play Careless Whisper.
After the goal? Maybe we can try it out.
Yeah. Someone make one like that video that you gave Rich about, but use Careless Whisper.
Okay. Because somebody made the goal song this, made it full on video, and it had what the Jumbotron would show, and it's got the dancing bear,
yeah.
You know, over Bear Force One, and it was perfect. Try with Careless Whisper, see how it works.
What if you had the Bear Force One there, and it was like their choreography?
Like all four of the guys from Bear Force One?
Yeah. They're on the Nessun deck and dancing around with the spotlight on them?
It would be the greatest thing ever.
Okay. They waved the flag before the game.
It would be amazing.
I really can't wait till game one.
Yeah. They'd wave both flags.
On the fan banner, the thing the pork won the last time. Yeah, I get it.
The fan banner and then the Universal
Bearsome.
Sure.
All right. Judd Surratt is in studio. He is your voice of Boston Bruins hockey as he gets a full day off today for there's no practice. Rich, you were asking him about Mr. Cassidy.
Yeah, so Bruce Cassidy, I mean, I don't know if he's... you know, gets enough credit amongst his peers. But, I mean, what he's been able to do with these guys, it's been impressive. Especially, I mean, the scoring on all the lines. And the fact that all the lines are effective. Now, I know that throughout the season, you had one line and then a bunch of nothing afterwards, it seemed like, for a while. And then now, when you need it the most, you're getting scoring from everywhere. The defense looks good, and Tuukka Rask is dialed in. How much credit do we give Bruce Cassidy for this?
Well, I think for any team, it's got to start with your leadership core. And the Bruins obviously have a terrific one, and a lot of guys who've already won a Stanley Cup with Bergeron, Chara, then Krejci, Marchand, and then you've got a secondary tier of leaders. Mm-hmm. You know, when those guys really were able to shine through early in the season when the Bruins experienced a ton of injuries, and I remember Bruce Cassidy and a lot of guys in the room, oh, okay, so now Bergeron, Chara, these guys are out of the lineup. You had so many key players out of the lineup, Kevin Miller, Charlie McAvoy, Brandon Carlo.
Yeah.
So now it was time for the secondary tier to start to lead this team, and they were able to do that. They kept the team afloat. So I really think that for the Bruins and for any team, if you're going to be successful, certainly the coach is going to have a big hand in it, but it starts with your leadership core.
So during game four, where they ended up winning the series, you got to see a team without Zdeno Chara, which might be a glimpse into the future of what it's going to be like. I know he's got the one-year extension that he signed, but it looked pretty promising. And what you saw out of Charlie McAvoy, I mean, that guy's going to get paid too. I mean, especially the way that he's been playing here in the playoffs, he's earning himself a ton of money. Did you like what you saw? Does it seem like, you know, life without Zdeno, even though, you know, he's obviously a great leader in the locker room, it doesn't seem as bleak anymore, does it?
Well, first of all, it's one game, so it's a very small sample size. And Zdeno Chara has been a difference maker for the team when he's been on the ice consistently for the Boston Bruins this year. As Bob Beers has talked about many times, if you're late in a game and you're nursing a one-goal lead, you want Chara on the ice. Because from the blue line down, he is still as difficult as it is in the National Hockey League as a defender in the league and still one of the best penalty killers in the National Hockey League. But to go back to... you know, since you referenced Charlie McAvoy and also Brandon Carlo, those guys have been massive
here
Carlo's in the playoffs. Carlo in particular. So in the first three rounds, what the coaching staff has done, going back to Bruce Cassidy and Kevin Dean, who runs the D, mm-hmm. He has put Brandon Carlo typically and Torrey Krug. He's got to get a lot of credit. He's playing the best hockey of his career, the best all-around hockey of his career, and he's accepted a big challenge and playing defensively. But Carlo has been matched up against Austin Matthews, matched up against Sebastian Aho in the last round. In the second round, it was Artemi Panarin. All three of those guys were held off the sheet with a goal 5-on-5. None of them, with Carlo on the ice, were able to score 5-on-5. That's how good he has been. And just going back to Charlie McAvoy in the closeout game without Zdeno Chara in the lineup, one of the other broadcasters, Jimmy Fox, who does the LA Kings, so he doesn't get a chance to see the Bruins all that often.
Yeah.
We were talking after the game. He was just marveling at how hard McAvoy played that night. He was a dominating force in the back end. And you've got these guys that you're rolling out on different pairs. So whoever you're going to face in the next round, whether it's the Sharks or the Blues, their top offensive players, every shift are going up against Carlo or McAvoy every time. That's hard to play against.
Are you surprised how well Backes how he hasn't fallen apart? I know, like, you know, going into this, there's talk of him being benched throughout the playoffs and how he's older and how he wouldn't be able to keep up. But ever since he's been in there, I mean, obviously they haven't lost and he's been effective. He's got to be beat. I mean, talk about this break. He probably needs it more than anybody.
But I would guess that this is his chance. I mean, that's got to create a lot. And I like the idea that people think that he might retire at the end of the season.
He's got 2 years left and $12 million
you
still in this
contract.
He's 35. He's not 40.
No, he ain't retiring back. But I would imagine, Judd, that just, you know, this is it. This is what he wants. This is what he's always wanted. And that's got to get you past some of the little nagging
the pain.
Overwhelmed with emotion. And you can point to so many different guys going through Stanley Cup finals for their opportunity to win it, maybe for the first time. And what a lot of people are going to focus on, listen, in the West, if San Jose comes out, people are going to be focused on Joe Thornton. For the Boston Bruins, a lot of the storylines are going to be focused on David Backes, whether or not he plays his old team in the St. Louis Blues. Mm-hmm. But he was overwhelmed with emotion after getting to the Stanley Cup final for the very first time. And I imagine he's going to be an extremely motivated player for the Bruins in that last round, no matter who the Bruins face. But to your point, to talk about, you know, okay, what kind of energy is he going to have left? I think the way that the coaching staff, going back to Bruce Cassidy, has utilized him has kept him fresh. So he hasn't played 18, 19 minutes a night like he was when he was a captain with the St. Louis Blues. They've spotted him a little bit more, played him in the right matchups at the right times, maybe haven't played him as much during the second period when you've gotten the long change. And as a result, he's had the legs and he's made key plays at key times. He's made plays, and that's what you want your guys to do.
He also seems to be a tone changer. You know, like with the, since they put him in, it kind of reminds me, and this is just going back to, you know, the last time the Bruins won the Cup, is you remember when Thornton was out, and then they put him back in, and just the tone of the team changed.
Yes.
And it kind of reminds me of the same type of thing. They haven't lost since Backes has been in. And you're right. I mean, the amount of times, and once again, if you're just like a layman watcher and you're not looking at the stat sheet, sometimes you don't realize how Bruce Cassidy is managing his minutes. But my goodness, the fact that he has not fallen apart is pretty fascinating. And I guess you're right, Fred. It's all on the adrenaline of trying to win the Cup.
Yeah, I want to say I have to go back and look at the game sheet after game four, but I want to say he played maybe around 11 minutes, somewhere plus or minus that. You know, and that's consistently what it has been as the coaching staff has kind of thrown out that Krejci line with Jake DeBrusk, and they've spotted guys on the right side. Sometimes that's Charlie Coyle. Sometimes that's another guy playing on the right side for an occasional shift. But it's kept him fresh, allowed him either to get pucks out in the defensive zone, finish checks, or make plays. He's made key plays at key times during the course of this playoff run that's gotten you to this point. You know, and for David Backes, because he had mentioned when he was out of the lineup, because I remember the game that he played in game two against the Toronto Maple Leafs, and that was an angry Bruins team. He was a part of that coming back into the lineup after being a healthy scratch, if memory serves, in game one. And then he was out of the lineup, And he said, I was taking some long walks in Columbus to try and make sure my mind was in the right place, so when I was called upon, I could be that player that we've seen when I step back into the lineup.
All right, so let's say the Blues win tonight. Who is the player that Bruins fans are absolutely going to despise?
Despise?
Yeah. Like, who's their version of Marchand? Someone who's just going to get under their skin and piss them off.
David Perron.
Okay.
He's going to be that guy. He's been well-traveled. I think this is his third stint with the St. Louis Blues, but he's going to do some things behind the play and during the play that are going to drive some people crazy. I don't think anybody on the Blues is at that level of Brad Marchand, but there are going to be some feisty guys on the back end.
Give us a reason to hate him.
Just so we can start now.
No. I mean, honestly, it's like, I mean, that was the one thing. I hate keep it going back to the last Stanley Cup run, but I remember when the Bruins went to go play Vancouver, and when the series started, everyone was bummed out because, like, there's nothing really to hate about Vancouver. And within one game,
it was Alex Burrows.
Alex Burrows. Yeah. You hated the stupid Sedins and Luongo. I've been pumping his tires up. I mean, you hated that team by the end of the series.
I saw Vancouver a ton in the Western Conference, and that was a team full of villains.
Yeah, they were easy to hate.
So, you know, you don't see the St. Louis Blues as much, but you're going to see some guys in the back end like Robert Bortuzzo. You're going to see Joel Edmondson. These guys are feisty, physical, nasty players. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a healthy dislike for a lot of guys if it's the Blues.
Okay. Now, would you rather have the Blues or would you rather have San Jose? It sounds like you'd probably rather have San Jose, right?
I think, listen,
they're beaten up, a little more beaten up?
That and the offensive, and correct me if I'm wrong, but San Jose is willing to give up two good opportunities at their own end to get three great ones at their end, correct?
They aren't as structured as the St. Louis Blues. I think you're right there, but you've got some game breakers there. Logan Couture, Joe Pavelski.
But the goaltending's
Brent
not nearly
Burns,
as good.
If Eric Karlsson is healthy.
Yeah.
The goaltending
Martin
is
Jones
close
did
to
not have
good.
A very good season at all.
Well, Karlsson's not healthy. I mean,
yeah,
he's not
playing on
one
question
leg.
About it.
Yeah, he's not going to get healthy. So, that's a...
It'll be more fun to watch because it'll be back and forth in a San Jose series where it'll be more beat the other guy up if it's St. Louis. Is that what you're saying?
I think if it's the St. Louis Blues, it's going to be a grinding...
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be a pulverizing series. They play a style like Columbus, but they're a better team, a deeper team than Columbus.
All right, there you go, George Surratt. Judd Surratt. Judd Surratt. All right. Not a lot of Judds out there.
What I think is great is every time I come in, I've got a new first name.
Oh, really? So he's doing it before?
Really?
John Surratt, George Surratt, Jeff Surratt.
I did some great paintings, you know, just kind of just little dots. That's what I've been doing here during the bye week. I'm cranking out a painting.
Really?
Sunday afternoon
is that what
in
you
the
call
park
it?
With Fred.
Cranking out a painting? All right, listen. Like Peter North. All right. Hey. Judd Surratt, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. We look forward to hearing the broadcast. Here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Toucher and Rich are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow the Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stat.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what have we not gotten to today?
Oh, hell yes. By the way, I just saw we're getting some videos in for our Bruins Superfan Contest, which we are going to take your submissions until Thursday at 10 a.m. and just make a two-minute video or less just showing you that you are one of the biggest Bruins fans in the world. And I mean, oh, my God. I mean, dude, look at this thing that we just got sent. There's a dude who just took a picture, like a video of inside of his room, and it's just everywhere you look, it's Bruins crap. I mean, this might be like Xanadu's private. If this guy isn't related,
what if they
to
got together? What if Xanadu and this dude just like molded into one person?
By the way, this guy's got a picture of the Stanley. Speaking of the Stanley Cup, have you noticed what's sitting right out here out front?
Okay, yes. And I'll tell you this: is that someone was talking to me from another radio station and describing that, and I had no idea what the hell they were talking about.
Okay, so right in front of our studio, like when you walk in, there's like a little pedestal where you know you can play stuff. And there is a makeshift Stanley Cup that somebody made out of like tin foil, but it's huge. I mean, it's massive. It's not quite the size of the Stanley Cup, but it's big. And you know who made that sucker? Our own bankroll boy, Joe Murray.
Joe Murray, a man of many hobbies.
Wow. Me thinks my man went and got a little creative one night.
A man of many hobbies.
Go get the aluminum foil, baby. Once again, that's just me. It's my speculating.
He smokes a ton of weed. Yeah.
And he's talked about it on the air, too. So, yeah, so there you go. If you want to see that, I'll take a picture of it. I'll tweet it out. It's worth seeing. I wonder what the hell it's made out of. So, Ben Roethlisberger, after the drama with him and basically everyone else on his team, he's finally apologized to Antonio Brown. Yep, he was on a radio station doing an interview out there in Pittsburgh.
and they asked him about Antonio Brown, and seeing that the two have been going back and forth, even after Antonio Brown was happily on another team, here's what Ben Roethlisberger had to say.
The greatest wide receiver I think I've ever played with, and the things that he did in this league and that we did together, you know, are amongst the best of all time. And you're right, there was some great things, and then all of a sudden it just kind of it disappeared, and I'm not really sure where it went. We always worked through it, you know. We always came out the other side smiling and hugged it out and enjoyed it and moved on. And this time I really don't know.
He makes it sound as if you called him out too much publicly.
You know, it's a fine line to walk sometimes of giving information out, giving kind of some cool things for the fans to be a part of, and maybe saying too much. And I took some heat, and deservedly so, for some of the comments that I've made on that show, and especially towards him. And I genuinely feel bad about that, and I'm sorry. Did I go too far after that Denver game? Probably.
When you hear a claim that you're not the leader that you should be, how does that affect you?
They were hurtful. I always want to get better. I always strive to be the best that I can be. And last year, we weren't good enough.
I asked Ben if he has reached out to Antonio Brown in any way now that the dust has settled.
Some messages, called him. I haven't heard back.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? That was like a friendship for the ages. And now they weren't even talking to each other.
Yeah.
It's like the Gallagher brothers.
Terrible. Or it's like literally the two sets of Gallagher brothers. The Gallagher comedian and his brother. I'm not lying.
Doesn't Gallagher, the watermelon smashing comedian, have a brother that looks just like him that sometimes would pretend he was his famous brother and charge people to see him?
He does it still. He's a road comic.
Okay.
And he doesn't announce like he's Gallagher's brother. He just goes as Gallagher, and then Gallagher, the real Gallagher, no fan.
Oh, so fake Gallagher ripping people off. Well, Tom Brady yesterday is a big fan, announced on Twitter that he's a big fan of that guy, James, who is a superstar on the show Jeopardy. Have you watched any of this guy on his impressive streak?
No.
He's won like a ton of money. I think he's won more money than any other Jeopardy contestant. I don't think he's won as many games. I think it's still that one guy, Ken Jennings, still holds that record. But Tom Brady's a big fan, so much so that I thought that maybe somehow this was a sneaky paid advertisement. But Tom Brady tweeted, "If James loses on Jeopardy tonight, I'll eat a strawberry live on Instagram tomorrow." And, of course, James did not end up losing yesterday. And so he said, "James doesn't lose, and I don't eat strawberries. Keep it moving."
All right. What is this strawberry thing? What, he just doesn't like them?
No. Remember he made that when he was talking about
the TB12 diet. TB12
stuff. But he also, on an interview one time, said he's never had a strawberry. And everyone, "Oh, you never had a strawberry." Fred, you've never had mac and cheese.
Yes, and I've never had a cheeseburger.
Now that...
That's just weird.
Boy, is there a food that anyone you know hasn't eaten that is stranger than someone never having a cheeseburger?
Mac and cheese is up there too, by the way.
I would say not having a cheeseburger is weirder than mac and cheese.
I would agree. Not by much.
Because cheeseburgers are everywhere. Like, I mean, if I want to go find mac and cheese, could I just go to a fast food place to get mac and cheese? It's
in
tough.
In fairness, I've never, ever even had the taste of mac and cheese in my mouth. But I have accidentally bit into a cheeseburger. And I've spit out the food.
So you thought it was a hamburger?
There was no cheese. Yeah, I thought it was a hamburger.
Okay. But you like cheese.
I'm a complicated man. I don't like American cheese. I don't like Swiss cheese.
You like cheddar cheese?
I don't like cheddar cheese unless it's in some sort of Mexican concoction.
Like a taco or something. You'll have cheese on a taco, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't explain it.
And you'll have a beef burrito with cheese.
I won't have a beef burrito, but I will have a bean burrito with cheese.
You'll have a beef taco with cheese.
Not beef, but chicken. Chicken taco.
So you don't like beef tacos?
No.
Oh.
The meat's all weird.
That's a communist taco.
That's right.
You got to have a beef taco.
Hell yes. That's right. Where's the beef? what I'm saying, fellas?
That is definitely strange. The mac and cheese one is weird. The cheeseburger is like really weird.
Yeah, and I can tell immediately it's disgusting.
It's delicious. Right.
And Bird is... Bird is saying to go to Nick. Nick, go ahead.
So, things I've never eaten, I've never, at one time in my life, eaten Taco Bell.
Because you live in Boston and there are no Taco Bells.
Yeah.
And it sucks. There should be everywhere, on every street corner, but you can't find Taco Bell anywhere. And there's one that's been opening in Downtown Crossing for 2 years and hasn't opened yet. The stupid still hiring sign is on the front of it, and they won't effing open. Open up! We need more Taco Bells, fast food restaurants, anything but Taco Bell, Taco Bell, Taco Bell.
When I moved into Newton, they immediately took away
one in Natick about 5 minutes
from
me.
Well, thanks for interrupting me. When I moved into Newton, that was when you really had to smash in there. When I moved to Newton,
There was one right by Newton North.
I remember.
The communists took that down.
Yeah, they're out to get us. They're out to get us.
And there's not one in Natick. There's one in Framingham.
All right. It's on the line. It's at the mall. It's close.
It's not
enough.
At the mall.
Yes, it is. It's in the food court.
Oh, why the hell would I walk into that hellhole? If you're going to the Natick Mall, you got it. You got some. I don't know. I know people who spend the day at Natick Mall.
That's like saying I'm going to Six Flags.
Yes, exactly. It's like, you know, there's the internet.
It's there. If you want it bad enough, there it is.
Do you know how tough it is to go there through the traffic, park, get through that massive parking lot or parking deck, get inside the Natick Mall? I mean, it is an adventure.
Yeah, and then it's like hell on earth.
How bad do you want it? I mean, you've been complaining about Taco Bell. There it is.
Oh, I'll tell you how bad I've done it. I've driven to Saugus from here.
Yes,
before.
I'm aware of that.
Like, straight from work.
Just about to bring up. And so what's the problem?
And by the way, Bert's like, there's one in Riviera. I know. It's like maybe I exit too close.
I'd rather go to Framingham than go to the Natick Mall. By the way, I know someone who lives in the Natick Mall.
Bert's offended that I called.
Oh, they're in the condos attached. I know where that is.
And they love it.
Really?
And the thing is just that seems like hell.
Not a chance. I would never live in a
hell.
No.
Well, and can you imagine getting in and out of there?
Bird's legitimately angry that I called Everett Revere.
Uh-oh.
Who cares?
It's Evrier.
Oh.
It's the same
now
thing.
You've done it.
I don't think
it's Everett.
I don't think I've been to Revere or Everett in my entire life.
Sure you have. Yeah, of course
I have.
Where?
You've been up there.
I've never been to Everett.
You've been to Everett? How do you not go through Everett to go to... Well, maybe you haven't been to Everett.
I haven't.
Everett, very nice place.
We need to get you some... And I heard...
Sure, I don't need to... I've been to Saugus.
So you've never eaten roast beef before then?
I have. At the airport and up by the old training facility from the Bruins.
Oh, in Wilmington. Yes.
Yeah, Wilmington.
Okay. Yeah, but, I mean, that sucks. And, you know, there's certain towns, like I believe Alston has a rule where they're not allowed to have drive-thrus.
That's Newton, too.
It's this puritanical thing because they think it's going to be bad. You know, if you drive through, then all of a sudden, everyone's going to get, like, over there. It's my choice, bitch. I want to eat what I want to eat. I don't have to get out of my car. I know a family who actually has a child in a wheelchair, and they just sometimes just want to get, like, a quick dinner. They want to drive through, but you know what they have to do? They have to stop the car.
Mm-hmm.
They have to open up the side of the van. They have to get the chair out. They have to go inside. Sometimes it's more. Oh, I mean, you know, possibly. Acton, not Alston. In Acton.
That's a haul. That's a long way.
I'd drive there for a Taco Bell.
Wouldn't go to Natick, / Framingham.
There's one. Yes, I'd rather drive all the way to Acton than go to the Natick collection.
That's just stupid.
West Roxbury, I think there's one in West Roxbury, but it's a pain in the ass to get to. Someone just called in and said they had never had milk. But I can understand that because that can be a medical situation.
Yeah, no, if it's a medical thing still. But, I mean, imagine living life and having to avoid milk. Like, that's a tough life. That's tough. I mean, dairy's in so much stuff.
Well, I'm telling you that a lot of these allergies could be avoided if kids were lightly exposed to them.
I go to the Taco Bell at the Cambridge Side Galleria a lot. And what you have to do to go there is, first of all, you have to go through that Cambridge traffic.
Oh,
you know, over by the
science
museum.
Yeah.
And then you got to go park your car inside that parking deck.
Sure.
But you're going to pay about $5 to park. So that's an extra, like, service charge just to eat Taco Bell.
Parking's free.
So you park the car there.
Natick.
You know, I mean, yeah, but
free
you
get
a hike, like, 10 miles to get into that place.
Your reasoning is silly. And you realize that, right?
Natick Mall is a nightmare.
No, it's
anything
not.
That size is a nightmare.
It's not a nightmare. I live near there. It's not a nightmare. It is around holidays and stuff, of course.
And Dan just said something that pissed me off. He said in my headphone, can you get it delivered? No, despite the commercials. And they all say, hey, free delivery. They do not deliver to me. Which, there's sometimes where all I want is Taco Bell. Like, that's it. That's all I want.
Yeah, we can get McDonald's and we can get Subway.
Huh? Yeah, I get Subway delivered a lot. But Taco Bell, I crave.
You've got a Chick-fil-A near me? It's great.
Yeah, because you live in the right when they allow all the crap to go.
That's correct.
Right when you get past Wellesley.
Any kind of fast food I want.
You do have
Moe's, I can get anything.
You do have the Street of Dreams right there.
Yes, it's there. You go anywhere.
I would double.
It's right when property values fall off.
I'm on the other side of the line, though.
No, I know.
I would double dip every afternoon. I would get, like, nuggets from Chick-fil-A and then go get, like, soft tacos.
And you can do it all in one sweep. You really can.
My parents are on a street. Can you imagine in Tennessee, outside of Knoxville, this opportunity? But they have, starting with Jet's Pizza, it goes Arby's, Bojangles, Taco Bell, Burger King. I already said Arby's. Moe's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez.
I love it.
That's the grand slam of fast food right there.
There's a Chilizot in case you want to go and have a beer. they have every... Like, you could go nuts. You could go go haywire.
If I had to do like the Street of Dreams, this would be my ideal Street of Dreams. I stop at Chick-fil-A and I get a Chick-fil-A deluxe sandwich with cheese. Right. And then I would go to Taco Bell. I get two chicken soft taco Supremes. And then I would, at that point, go to Wendy's and get their nuggets. And then I would stop and get a Blizzard. Or what are they? A Blizzard from Dairy Queen. If there was like a Dairy Queen.
Wendy's
right there,
in Natick, too.
That would be
I'm
it.
Telling you.
That's like the Street of Dreams to me. Street of Dreams. Dan said, well, your Street of Dreams is in Burlington.
That's a good.
Located
point.
On the Woburn-Burlington line. You'd have to go to Four Corners in Woburn to get the Taco Bell. Everything else is at the mall.
There's a Chick-fil-A right by my parents, too, and it's like some mad scientist put it together. Because, like, there's none of those hillbillies know how to work anything, but it's all, like, computerized and stuff, and none of it makes any sense, and they don't know how to make change. All right. We will be right back. We'll find out what Zolak and Bertrand have on the way, even though I have a feeling they're not making it in here.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Institute.org.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub with Toucher and Rich. Rich is now debating whether or not to go to Taco Bell or Arby's.
Well, there was no debate. I'm going to go to one of the two. Although I just Googled to see if there was an Arby's anywhere in town, and where is the Solomon Pond Mall?
I have no idea. Is that out near Worcester?
It says Marlboro.
That's out near Worcester.
Yeah, that's because Chachi used to go there, like, for an appearance once a year, and he would come back with, like, legit 10 bags of Arby's.
Yeah, it's north of Worcester.
I love Arby's, but I'm at the point where I would go to Mike's. Like Mike's roast beef is great. Like, that's really good. There's certain roast beef places in town, I won't call them out, that they're just too big. And like, they're... it's. The
Tell
bread
us.
Is the... No, I mean, whatever you think about that.
It's called for it.
All I know is that Mike's is excellent. Mike's is good.
I used to go to Kelly's and eat the one, like the one by the beach there right there in Revere.
Oh, yeah,
get the,
yeah.
Get the real deal. Yeah. And then you go eat it at Jordan's. It's not the same for whatever reason.
No.
But I do like them. I mean, the fried clams are pretty damn good.
I didn't realize this. Somebody sent this to me. We were talking about, you know, Everett and a band called Tree from around here wrote this song. This song's called Everett. Not really about Everett, except for just yelling and stuff. But
he's trying to do the whole Jonathan Richmond thing, where he's referencing the mundane.
I think I played with that band. Tree was like big in like 2000, like a little later than they were like 2002, 2003.
Yeah, they were singing about Saugus.
Tough name for a band. Probably like five dudes from Everett sitting around. What can we name it? Like, Tree.
All right, Scott, very exciting times.
Well, listen to you guys on the way in, and the Bruins goal song, Rich, I could have disagreed with your tweet 2 weeks ago when you said this song must be changed because of the German techno. And then the Bear Force One stuff started to come around again. I'm in on it.
Yeah.
And I know it's not going to happen, but...
why wouldn't it happen?
I know people at arenas... if we could get to the right channels and somehow the wrong buttons played after a goal, something might catch on.
Maybe we slide Ron Poster, like, you know.
I don't think Ron pushes this one. I think Ron just like, hey, play this song on the organ.
Yeah.
After we play Rush. Play Rush.
You know you've talked to Ron Poster if the next day he's playing tons of Rush.
Are you bringing him in Friday?
I don't know. Probably not. But
what
we are going to try to get Xanadu, Big Scary Man Guy, Bruins Warrior.
This could be the best. This could be one of your best contests yet.
I can't wait. So if you want to get in on it, we're looking for the biggest Bruins super fan, and we're going to give tickets to game one to who we deem to be worthy. And you can make a 2-minute video or less. Tweet it at 98.5 Sports Hub with hashtag Sports Hub Bruins Contest. And we can, you can do it until Thursday at 10.
Yeah.
We're going to pick our finalists and end up at Friday getting a winner.
That sounds like fun.
I can't wait.
You can't get enough of this. I know two gay guys. And I asked them, I said, hey, this Bear Force One, is this like up your alley? He sat there and he said, God, no. No, but like if you go out to a club and they got it up on a screen, you have fun and that. Yeah. They're not bears. It's not like we rip shirts off and say, hey, pump that. Let's go.
They're not from the bear subset.
AC/DC, Guns N' Roses.
We've had enough Crazy Train.
It's a misconception.
I'm a huge Aussie fan. I've heard Crazy Train enough to never hear it again.
What is the misconception? Right. These are bear subset of homosexuality men speaking about it.
I think it's the walk and then the
snap. They recorded it. We didn't do it.
They did as a group. It's like, but.
I talked to two gay guys, and this wasn't up their alley.
Party's one.
Hardy and I had this discussion all the time, too, because, like, our dads went out, like, when you couldn't wait. Remember when albums would come out?
Yes.
And you couldn't wait to get the album jacket?
Oh, sure.
Yes.
That Village People in the Navy one? Like, when that one came out, our dads drove us to, couldn't wait, waiting it. It was a Kmart when it, you know, you flip through all the record aisles. And I got the Village People's new album, and you went over and you played it. And then he never told us about the video. And they never noticed it.
Well, I mean,
we noticed things today that we didn't notice 20 years ago.
Also, Noel Jews Priest was my favorite band, and I'm looking back going, what? How did no one know? All right. You guys have a great show.
I want to see 2 hours today.
Congratulations. Excellent. That'll do it for us. Bye.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special event disclosures for full details.